finish each other's sandwiches. It's a quote from our favorite show. Finish each other's sandwiches. So now we claim it for our own. As we always think the same. So for now, that's the name.
I'm really grateful that you let me know when the show was starting this time.
I know. Last time I just was talking.
Surprised me.
I'm really grateful, Dad, that you let me do that.
I'm really grateful, Dad. Serious that you let me do that. This is Finish Each Other's
Sandwiches.
It's more awkward if you're in the room with me.
No, it's funny. I don't care.
Is it?
You gotta wait. You all have to wait for dead air time.
Dead air. Grateful Dead air time.
All right. How's everybody doing?
I'm Grace.
I'm Joe James.
We are Grace
it's
and
nice,
Joe James.
It's nice to see you all again because I could see you with my eyes.
With our hearts.
With my soul.
I can see you with my soul because my soul is a mirror. So when I look at your soul, which is also a mirror, we're just seeing each other's souls. Come on. Which would you see?
I don't know. So how's everybody doing? We're doing good. We're going to talk about some jokes that we have, as well as the theme today will be wrestling.
Wrestling.
with a lot of stupid little jokes that we've made since I introduced Grace to Attitude Era Wrestling.
I wasn't allowed to watch it when I was little because I would get really wild because I was already really rambunctious. And we have the app. Thank you. Shout out to Matt Payne. and we've constantly been watching wrestling, like watching old WWF and old ECW. Some WCW and getting really, like almost at least twice a week, we watched something.
We were watching, especially when we first started, like just all like the great, great like,
showing me the history
and matches and stuff like that. She fell in love with Mankind, as you should.
Mm-hmm.
And The Undertaker.
Stone Cold, obviously.
So it was just
Shawn Michaels.
It's so many great matches of like when I was growing up and watched it. So we've been rewatching a lot of them and just having like fucking so much fun.
And nostalgia. Because now we'll watch the new wrestling matches.
My God!
And it's just not the same. Like it's a bunch of, I don't know, without getting
too into
it.
We're not super into the newest.
No.
But we watched some things. We've watched the most recent Royal Rumble was horrible.
But the WrestleMania was good. Was really
so
good.
I have a feeling this one might be good too.
But that's because like all the old wrestlers that we like came back.
Yeah, that's true.
From the Grateful Dead.
My God, King.
My God.
We'll start off with another joke not related to wrestling, and then we'll get into wrestling.
Not related.
That's part of it.
Yes, that's why I said it. Did you get that? good pickup.
So we watched Gotham. We've talked about it before. And there's a scene in, it wasn't the most recent episode. It was the one before that.
The same one where he's like, where they replayed,
Omnivora. So we always make jokes because we do. But there's like, okay. Sorry. So he was supposed to be an eyewitness and they brought him in. And it was this guy, and he comes in. He's like this old Chinese-looking guy, like clearly Asian. They're like, Mr. Chang, what did you see? So, of course, immediately in both of our heads, we will go right to the most racist
way we could interpret this man.
Like, immediately we're just like, oh, I know exactly what he's going to sound like.
Yeah, he's going to be like, oh, no, I don't see anything at my house. I just go, no, I don't want to get no trouble, no trouble.
Thank you.
thank you. But really, like,
our usual callback is to Breakfast at Tiffany's.
with Mickey Rooney, where he's like, oh, Miss Gregory, I got a breach on you.
Miss Gregory, oh, you're so noisy.
You're so noisy, you hurt my head. You hurt my head.
They got a like short white man to go play this like Asian guy in a costume.
They were gonna pay an Asian person back in the 60s.
Now he should just play their own racist characters.
Right, that's true. so anyway, when he actually did open his mouth, this very stereotypically named, dressed, and appearing.
His name was Mr. Chang.
Who was Mr. Chang, just opened his mouth and he was like, yeah, I was over there at the deli and then this guy came out. I don't even know where he came from. And then like he's like the most Brooklyn, like New York accent.
We're not even like exaggerating the voice.
No,
that's exactly how
he sounded.
He was like, oh, yeah. And can you give me a ride? Because my broad don't like it when I don't come in.
My old lady don't like it. Don't tell her that I got in no trouble. And we're like, what? How is is this your
just
voice?
Just both of us jaws hitting the floor. Just like, no way, that's his voice.
Thanks a lot for dispelling our prejudice, Gotham. Gotham.
Who all y'all, Mr. Bumphead? Say yeah.
I missed it, and I only just heard it moments ago.
Yeah.
So, WWF, or as they grossly call it now, WWE.
But they shouldn't call it that, and neither should you, so don't call it that. Actually, legally, you should call it that, but you don't have to.
Like we talked about, we've been watching it a lot, shit ton, way too much.
A shit ton.
One of our favorite things to do is, as we walk around the house, we have a cat, Snickers. And we pretend that she sings WWF theme songs. So
I can't keep it together this time. I can't. This is just going to be the podcast we'll where just we both
be,
laugh.
We'll be walking around like, meow, 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 meow. It's Snickers singing. Snickers sings WWF theme music.
Snickers sings WWF theme music. It's like meow, 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 meow. Is that a cat meowing Stone Cold Steve Austin's entrance music? Because like if she was a voice, she could actually speak, maybe her voice wouldn't just be literally saying the word meow over and over again. But that's exactly the language we chose to give her. Just repeating the word
meow, 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 meow.
And then just the Undertaker's theme music where it's like
just like a ringing bell. Just
and then let's just
oh,
fuck
God.
It.
So
let's
music
just do
wise,
more.
we're always like doing the theme songs and stuff like that. Also on one pay per view. Well, Grace always mentioned, she was like, oh my God, all these theme songs are like Limp Bizkit. And then like we watched a pay-per-view and it was like, and now for WWF's favorite band, Limp Bizkit. I'm like, oh no.
but then we saw
so
them perform.
Right.
We were. And then we saw them perform at a WC or an ECW match. And it was like, they were like double dipping. Like Limp Bizkit was totally playing WWF. He was like, they think we're their favorite band, but we're actually going to go with ECW. We're going to ride this wave as long as we can, which was only for about 6 months. It's 6 months at the end of 1999. As long as that wave lasted.
We celebrate 316 in this house.
At 316. PM and AM.
Usually whenever it comes along. Usually more AM than PM. Like the, you know, late night. 3 a.m.
Yeah, when we're awake.
When I'm like, oh God, it's 3:16, and someone in the house gets a stunner. It could be Snickers. It's been Snickers.
It's been Snickers before. And then one time I was in the bedroom.
She hears Stone Cold's music, the glass break, and then she runs away. She like runs out of the room.
And then one time I was changing in the bedroom, and like I was just getting changed, and I looked at the clock, and I was like, oh God, honey. And he was like, dun, 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 like ran to the other side of the house, and then gave me a stunner on the bed. I'm not your boy toy.
I'm just a sexy boy.
I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. Please.
Just because I'm your sexy boy.
This is, you need to listen. I have rights, okay? Go ahead.
What do you call it? So we have favorite wrestlers. We both love Mankind. Mm-hmm. All the Mick Foley characters. Stone Cold, you talked about. We hate some wrestlers.
Ugh.
And I remember we were watching something once. And like, just because we know we hate these certain wrestlers, basically we're just like, oh God, I wish Brock Lesnar and Psycho Sid were in a match together and they both die.
I fucking hate them both.
Like, just like... That's, you wish the outcome was both dying.
It's like, okay, they're
in
half,
the match. They have to have a match though.
Nobody
not just,
taps out.
I don't want them to like die like quietly and like, you know, in their own homes. I want them to be in a match and they
publicly
both die.
On television. Yes. That would be wonderful because they're both, I hate them both.
I hate you both.
I hate you both.
When Baker first met us. No, that wasn't when he first met.
No,
you.
It was at a show, but
it
we were both making. When they first met me with you and I together, they were both like, you both have extremely loud
laughs.
Yeah,
that's right. But we were like making gestures and I started making a gesture and then Grace started making the same thing.
The
and
gross gesture.
Baker just looked at us and was like, I hate you both.
I hate you both. Anyway, so there's a wrestler called Triple H, and he sort of evolved from like a preppy boy who was like his whole
Hunter Hearst Helmsley,
and he would come out, and he had like long blonde hair and like an equestrian outfit.
Anybody that's listening to this, they're gonna know what we're talking about.
I know. I don't know why I started. Anyway, Triple H, whatever. Okay. Y'all fucking know him.
Now he's like, you like triple his size and stuff like that. But original Triple H, Attitude Era Triple H.
OGH.
We were watching an old episode. I think it was him versus Goldust. They had a huge rivalry. Yeah. And we were like watching it. And Grace is like, Triple H looks like the Beast when he was human.
So when the Beast from Beauty and the Beast was a human, that's exactly. So pause a picture of
gonna,
that.
No, I'm going to make it.
Yeah, this is going to be a creation.
You'll see it. It's my favorite. It made me cry laughing because when it happened, it was like my mind exploded. I was like, you've never been more right about something, and I've never been less aware of its like reality. Like you said it, and all of a sudden it was like I couldn't unsee it.
How could I not have thought of this?
That, like when he was Hunter Hearst, like he like was the epitome of the Beast when he was a human in Beauty and the Beast. Like I was just like, nope.
I know. Side note, you're welcome.
One of our favorite characters is Paul Bearer.
God, yes.
Manager of The Undertaker.
And temporarily Mankind.
Yeah, and he was, and Kane.
Yeah.
It's just like him existing is like the greatest thing in the world.
We have to put a picture of him up too.
Yeah, and he just like the first time Grace had seen him, she's like, who is this guy? I'm like, just wait till he speaks. And he's like, The Undertaker! And just everyone lost it. He's the greatest, the most ridiculous.
And he
ridiculous,
like shakes his head and his like triple chin,
gross,
like shakes.
Fat chin just like jiggles.
Oh man.
His Paul is white. Ugh,
when he
God.
Dyed his hair blonde.
He's so gross looking.
I know.
So we have a stupid pun joke with him. And it's like he has a trilogy of movies about Paul Bearer. So there's Paul Bearer. Then there's Paul Bearer, too. And then there's Paul Barely Legal. And that's the third one. It's a trilogy.
And the ending of it.
Trilogy of Paul Bearer evolving from Paul Bearer to Paul Bearer to Paul Barely Legal.
Paul Barely Legal. You have to wait for the last one, which is coincidentally rated NC-17.
Ew. Paul Bearer and
it's
like
exactly
China
what you think
porn.
It is. Ew, no. I, for some reason, don't think he would be with
now.
A... Yeah, you guys want to think about that? We're just going to pause for a moment and give that thought some air.
I wish I could play the Jeopardy music right now.
that would be such a good idea.
Let's give it a moment of silence for Paul Bearer and China's sex tape.
Sex tape that never happened. That was good.
Okay, that was good. Glad we got through that together.
So speaking of Paul Bearer, so The Undertaker, that was his manager. And now that we've gotten done destroying Paul Bearer... We'll just now that we've gotten done like making fun of this man, we will let you know that he has died.
He has passed away. As does many of the wrestling business.
He died. Yeah. Well, he was extremely overweight, and he died. I guess a few years ago, like 2008 or so.
I don't know.
And The Undertaker fought in WrestleMania. Like that year, and we were joking saying like The Undertaker is like going out to WrestleMania after like decades of wrestling.
Like they found out that he died. They found out Paul Bearer died.
They got to go tell The Undertaker.
Undertaker's in the back, like in the dressing room. He's just sitting there and he's
with
quiet.
His legs up on a couch.
He's like quiet. And then like, you know, the interviewers backstage, they're like, Undertaker, how do you feel about Paul Bearer passing away? And they pass the mic to him and he just sits there. And he's just silent for like a few seconds. He puts his hand up, and then he just, fuck him. Just like pointing to the air, just like, fuck him.
Paul Bearer, how do you feel? Fuck him.
Like, first of all, he's like from Texas.
I know, he doesn't sound like that.
He doesn't have like an accent of Brooklyn, but he just goes like, nah. Fuck him. What? Undertaker, this man's been your like manager for 20 years. You've got to be good friends with him. Like, you don't care that he's dead? Fuck him.
Fuck him. Like, as if he chose to betray The Undertaker and, like, not come to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Like, fuck him.
Fuck him.
But he doesn't even sound like that. I don't know why it's so funny.
I don't know. We've gone with that.
I've been smiling so much, my like face hurts.
So between Snickers singing the theme songs and The Undertaker going, fuck him. We'll just sit around like, well, at any given moment of any day, we'll just be like, fuck him.
we talk about and watch wrestling constantly. Yeah. Like it's a constant part of our lives. This is fucking retarded.
Okay, imagine Road Dogg coming out doing the DX thing, but meowing. That's funny. I don't care.
It is funny. I think it's hilarious. So anyway,
I think that's everything up until
my God.
Oh, Jim Ross.
Jim Ross. So
being
so,
in existence.
So Jim Ross and the King were pretty much the announcers for most of Attitude Era. He was too. He was, but then he kind of jumped in with Stone Cold. Yeah. But anyway, so like you know, the King is always like with the heel, and he's always like he's like, whoa, I can't believe it, and then JR is always like, my God, stop the show, my God,
that man has a family.
The owner of this company is bleeding. He's bleeding. So we're like, what would we do to have like a day where like Jim Ross and the King were like commentating on our lives? Like we're just doing something and they're like, my God, you can't do that.
You can't do that. My God, he's brushing his teeth. My God.
Mixing like darks with whites in the laundry. It's like, my God, you can't do that.
He can't do that.
Jim Ross owns an extensive line of barbecue sauces
and then
in Texas.
King's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't see anything.
but
then just like, yeah, just anytime, just living your life and having wrestling commentary. That's a dream of mine.
It would be amazing. Side note, Jerry the King Lawler owns the actual 1960s Batmobile, and that's in his house, and he drives it, and it's his. I don't know if he drives it, but he probably
does.
That's
a fun fact that you now all know.
Fun fact you all know. Side note, you're welcome. No, stop.
So we had, okay, so you heard about our Italian restaurant, Halloween-themed Italian restaurant that was owned by our Italian family in the fake sitcom, which was the bonus cast. But we have another restaurant that's called a restaurant.
WRESTAURANT.
So it's just restaurant with a W in front of it. Restaurant.
It's like, I imagine the word restaurant spilled out, but like the W and WWF,
yeah,
like the white is like scribbled and written before the R.
Yeah, it's the W with the two W's.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
It.
Yeah.
WW restaurant.
WWF restaurant.
WWR.
It's like restaurant, like with the F.
World Restaurant Federation.
Wrestling.
World, but with the W. So it's a restaurant. That's it. That's the joke. But there are many of dishes to be had here at the restaurant, which would be located probably in like Arkansas.
Arkansas.
That's all I can think of. That would be.
Ohio, obviously.
No.
Really?
Yeah,
not Ohio?
Maybe. You know what? Well, WWF's from Connecticut, which is weird. I would never associate Connecticut with like super wrestling fans.
I know, but Vince McMahon is a businessman.
Vince McMahon.
Well, gotta stop being the same person.
All right, so okay, so we have a bunch of dishes. We're gonna rattle some off to you, and then we're also gonna put them up on like Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that. We want other people to think of more and add to it. So this is gonna be the
we've
first.
We've spent a long time compiling it.
We really want people to make this joke. It's like the stupidest thing.
It's the stupidest
wrestling puns that turn into food dishes. It's an easy concept.
It is. And you can do, so you can do some with moves and you can do some with names. So
moves, name, anything wrestling related, it can be. So that's what we want. We absolutely want this joke to become something that happens.
Don't be shy.
Like if you're super into Twitter, follow us and then do the
hashtag.
Get WWE to follow us. Because we need this joke to get to the network and they need to make this happen. Because if this restaurant existed, I would go there every day of my life.
I would go there every day of my life and I would also work there, so I would never leave. So
all right,
some of the dishes
so
would
go.
Truffle H.
So you can enjoy a nice truffle H
as a dessert. Perhaps
some of the main dishes could be let's see. We got referee Zotto. So there's referee Zotto. Maybe with a side of broccoli Lesnar. And if you'd like some rowdy pepper on that.
Or if you want to have also a side salad, maybe some vis arugula.
I forgot about that one. You could always go to standard, like a whole Kogi.
Uh-huh, if you just want to have some lunch. Or maybe if you want to be a little more casual, something like some Vader tots.
You know, if you like, you can try and get some of the side dish of a Michael Coleslaw. And if you need some Raisin Ramones in there, just let us know.
Maybe if you're a little thirsty, you want to have a Booker iced tea. Or a Cactus Jack and Coke.
Yes.
I know.
Those are so good.
I know. I hope people.
I don't care. These are amazing.
I know. There's so many. Just pick whatever.
There's like a big big meal. It's like it's like basically like the challenge meal.
Oh, okay. So like the man versus food meal.
Yeah, if
okay.
you can finish it, you get it for free and your name goes on the wall, and we call that the Hunger Taker.
Oh.
take
you out.
You could also get some let's see, we got more main dishes. Shane McManicotti. Shane McManicotti or Vince McManwich, if
that's
you so choose.
That's also a pair. You can get that 2-for-1 because if you buy them at the same time. We also have some other main dishes like Jerry Chicken a la King Lawler.
So far, this is very like American-Italian, but you can also go ethnic if you want some de lo mein.
Oh, sure, sure. Also, cordon bleu blazer. Let's read some of the moves.
Hold on.
I don't want to do all of them.
My personal favorites are the ones that are really long and intricate. Now these are going to be for veterans. Well, one of my favorites is the Stone Cold Steve Austin Roof Sunday. I think it works best. My favorite is because it's because of the cold in there. It's like then it's like becomes ice cream.
Yeah,
that's funny to me. I don't care.
candy cane.
Cane. Okay. Cane. A candy cane. That one's more visual.
I know.
Like
that's
hard
true,
to see.
Though. That's okay. So we also have some moves. So let's see. For some wrestling move puns that are also dishes, we have the people's elbow macaroni and cheese.
Swanton soup.
Oh god. Oh god, the F5 layer taco dip.
The Irish whipped cream.
Wait, hold on. Oh, here's another long one. Hold
oh,
on.
I know. I'll take care
go
of that
ahead.
One.
Go ahead. Do it.
But there's
Power Jaeger bombs.
Power Jaeger bombs. Torture rack of lamb.
Oh god, yes. Mandible crawfish.
Belly to pork belly suplex. That's one of the best ones.
I know.
Okay, this one's super long and elaborate, but if you remember Grandmaster Sexy and Scotty Tuhati. So it's Tuna Cool with Grandmaster Tex-Mexay and Scotty Too Hot Tea. Yup, that's existing.
That needs to go on Twitter.
That one's ridiculous.
You have to read that.
That's one of my absolute favorites, though, because it's so stupid.
That's super elaborate. I remember when you came up with it, you're like, just write this down. Lou will know what I mean. But now I know most of the moves. So.
Oh, my God. And the list can go on. In fact, we probably have others that we've said that we didn't say.
I wanted to say one more. Hold on. I saw the Boston crab legs.
Boston crab legs.
Moon salt and pepper.
We have way too many.
Yeah, I don't want to do all of them.
Well, I want to list them on Twitter as well as like somewhere else, and then because we have all the lists.
Oh, what was a Carlito?
Oh, Carlito bisque soup or something like
that. Carlito bisque soup.
You had it in the other.
And you said wrestler. Oh yeah, Carlito Mato. I don't know who that one is. Bisque soup. Never mind.
That one. Lewis came up with.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So some of these belong credit to Lou Perna.
Definitely.
There was one day when we came up with the joke and
we texted him.
We were just sitting there and we were making them up. And then like as days went on, I would just get random texts from Lou just being like telling us what he like. Just like he'd like, he was like Rikishi. Rikish. And he like would just text us like, and it was like, oh, that's a good one. And so we like, we have a whole
And we took so long to come up with ones for the Undertaker and Triple H. I was like, there's no way I can't think of one for Triple H.
Yeah.
And then we finally thought of it when we were at a show, and I like was telling you loudly, I'm like, put it in our boat so we don't forget it.
Never forget the Hunger Taker.
The Hunger Taker.
That's the best one. And I remember all three of us sitting around being like, what's one
how could
for
we
the
not
Undertaker?
I know. We were like, what's the Undertaker going to have? We'll put the rest of these on Facebook and Twitter. I really want to read them, but we should save some.
Yeah. Prawn Michaels.
Prawn Michaels.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. I don't want to say all of them. Stay you. Good job. You did a really good job doing that.
I didn't miss it at all. There'll be no audio evidence of that either.
And no evidence with me because you'll make me forget. Because
I'm the silence? What do you mean? I'm
yeah, that's you forget. You better not forget. That's
just
terrifying.
Sore loser. I just lost a Catan.
He just lost
talk about
to Catan to his wife. And no, he's a little
it.
Bummed out. But
like
just
it.
Tell them it's not the first or last time I beat you.
I won't admit to anything.
He's won a decent amount of times.
I've won.
Go ahead.
Most of the time.
He did a good job, and I'm proud of him when he wins, but I won Catan fair and square.
Don't be a square.
Don't be a square.
We have...
I don't know how much.
We became obsessed with unexpected Thug Life videos.
It's sort of a meme, but it's also trending on like Twitter.
Gotten very big. I've noticed it on like every social media site.
Yeah.
It's just like everybody's
I meant to say Reddit, not Twitter. Sorry.
So I think it's getting really big. But if we saw it a few weeks ago on Reddit and we were just like dying laughing, especially of like the stupid, like, so some of them are really stupid, but some of them, especially these specifically, like these two or three are our absolute favorites. We think they're the funniest things and we watch them so many times.
So basically what it is, it's like, I mean, you guys have probably seen it, but like something happens. We like the ones that are animal related. Those are funnier. Like when the animal will just be walking around and doing something and maybe it'll like jump and knock over a person or do something, you know, badass, and they'll freeze it and start to play gangster music over it.
And
so
they
like,
zoom in on the animal
and it's like really badly, like poorly pixelated, and it doesn't look good.
It's terrible editing, just horrible editing. And they'll add like glasses and a blunt to like the characters and it's just like, and then it's like Snoop Dogg.
Da, 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 da,
da. Yeah. That was my favorite. Every time it cuts to Snoop Dogg, da 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 da.
I know, it's the best.
It's the D-O-double-G. Every time it cuts to a Snoop Dogg song, I'm sold. Like, I think it's hilarious.
I know.
I'm down.
Well, having anything with like a music playing off of a joke is funny. Just like with Keyboard Cat or something like that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, play me off. Like, it's funny.
Oh, the God. The best one we've watched 100 times is the dog.
The dog.
So there's just a black lab wagging his tail. And they're like, happy birthday.
The owner puts a cake in front of him, like a cake.
And they go to like give him the cake, and the dog just knocks it out of their hand, and that like playfully, and it just stops, cuts.
The dog is clearly happy, like his tail is still wagging.
His tail's frozen in motion.
And then the dog's like leaning back, like it's scared, like, oops, I made a mistake. And then it like freezes, and it's like Biggie Small. He's like, that's why I fucked you. Bitch, you bad. And then like it starts to say it. I don't know if we should put it up or not, but it's pretty funny.
I think it's totally reasonable. That the Triple H looking like the human version of the Beast.
Triple H looking like the human version of the Beast.
And maybe
sure.
Maybe a video of Paul Bear or something.
A picture of Paul Bear. I think a picture would be good.
In loving memory.
We should definitely do a loving memory of Paul Bear. Maybe I should get a tattoo of Paul Bear. Okay, wait. When we're done with this, we have to look up tattoos of Paul Bear.
Somebody
has that
world
fucking tattoo.
Oh, has a Paul Bear tattoo.
And if nobody does,
I'm
that's
convinced.
The tattoo I'm getting.
That's, you know what? If I can be the most original as humanly possible and get that tattoo, I will.
Okay, just pretend I didn't say that because I don't want anyone else to get that idea.
Please, don't tell anybody. Not that I couldn't possibly edit this.
No, because it's already been said.
Out, but it's already been said.
Because you're going to have to edit out this and that and that and that and that and that. So next week we'll be in New York.
We're going to be heading... back to the East Coast.
We're gonna go to fucking New York.
New York.
Gonna get a bagel on the plane. Gonna get a bagel in the plane. Gonna get a bagel outside the plane. Gonna take a bagel instead of a plane.
But yeah, so we're excited. Probably not gonna be recording one next week, but listen to this one, enjoy it. If you like wrestling, then you'll probably find it hilarious. And we're gonna try and get this going on like Twitter and Facebook and stuff like that. Please join it, because it's gonna be good.
Yeah,
and you guys are gonna come up with ones that are gonna blow our minds.
Please.
And we're gonna be very excited about it. So please, join us in this terrible, awful joke. We love you.
We love you. Have a good night.
Good week.
Morning.
Good week and a half to 2 weeks.
Good, yes.
Good evening.
Thank you.
And if you live in Denver, I'll see you Friday.
Stop. Bye. Meow, 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 meow